The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I'm going to the store. Can you think of anything else we need now?
Did you put butter on the list?
Oh, butter. Yes. I knew there was something. Now, let's see.
You know, it's awfully quiet.
Hmm? Oh. Oh, yes. Well, for heaven's sake, he was right here a minute ago.
Hmm. Well, he isn't now. You better look for him.
Bobby? He must be in the living room. Bobby! Honestly, he's like this now, and he's just creeping. I don't know what I'm going to do, and he starts to walk. Oh, Bobby! Aunt Effie, bring us some old cloths. He pulled the flowers off the coffee table again.
No.
What are you eating? Oh, really? No! Well, you cannot eat daffodils.
Here. Here, dear. Oh, water all over.
Well, on the coffee table.
Oh.
Ran over and spilled on the carpet, but that's all soaked in by now. Mm. Oh, look at the magazines.
Oh.
And this book, I borrowed it from Myra. Oh, really, Bobby?
I see he's been into the wastebasket, too.
I don't know what I'm going to do with him. No. Betsy was never like this.
Well, boys always get into things much more than girls
do. What am I going to do with you? Huh? What am I? Well, it's not funny. And when Mommy says no, that means no. And good heavens, look at that lamp. He must have pulled on the cord and it's about to go off the edge of the table.
Well, dear, there's only one thing to do. You simply have to take everything that is movable and put it up somewhere out of his reach.
Yeah, I guess so.
Books, magazines, lamps, ashtrays, vases, picture frames, even the wastebasket.
Yes, and when your daddy comes home, I'm going to have him give you a talking to. Well, it's...
A Middle East king visits. Diplomats plan for the summit. No matter where the day's important news stories break, even in the most remote parts of the globe, Americans can be sure of fast, reliable coverage by radio. Time and again, radio demonstrates its unique ability to transport listeners thousands of miles right to the place where an important story is breaking. CBS News correspondents in every part of the world stand ready to transmit flashes almost instantly. And if the story is big enough, a newsman can be behind his microphone within minutes, giving the whole nation the facts. Through the years, CBS News has built an unparalleled reputation, a reputation for swiftness and accuracy in conveying word of the latest events to a listening America. If you like to keep on top of the news, if you like to make sure that you're getting the news just as it happens, be sure to stay tuned to this CBS radio affiliate for news and commentary bearing the coveted stamp CBS News. Another important factor in the different sound you hear when your dial's set right where it is now.
Oh, boy, look at this living room. What are we doing? Moving or something?
Oh, hello, dear. You're home early.
Yeah, there wasn't much doing at the office. You glad to see me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's going on here? What's the wastebasket doing on top of the bookcase? All the lamps lined up over there, too.
Well, they have been put up out of reach of your son.
Oh.
Here, take him.
Oh, here, give him to me. I sure will.
How's
my boy? How's my boy?
Now, your boy is in disgrace.
I don't believe it. What'd you do, huh? I mean, he is the cutest thing. Look at him.
Well, I didn't think he was the cutest thing this afternoon. He pulled the flowers off the coffee table again. Water all over.
Oh, well, a little water won't hurt anything, will it, huh? Boy, how he is growing, you know?
Well, that's the whole point. Now that he can creep along and pull himself up on things, he is into everything.
Well, sure.
Honestly, I can't take my eyes off him for a minute. Zoom, he's out of sight.
Yeah, he's probably going to be an explorer, huh?
Well, he pulls himself up and then he just grabs anything his hand touches. He nearly pulled that good lamp off today.
And this morning he crawled out to the kitchen, and honestly, he goes like greased lightning, and he pulled out all my pots and pans out of the lower cupboards.
He did, huh?
Well, I don't think it's so funny.
Well,
and I don't think it's too early to teach him a little discipline.
What's the matter? You want to get down? All right, just say so. Okay.
Now watch him if you put him down, because Aunt Effie and I are out here getting dinner.
Oh, honey, stop worrying.
Well, look at there. Look at there. He's making straight for the coffee table. Yeah, thank goodness I set the flowers on the mantle. Yes, I put the flowers up there so you can't get at them.
You're the cutest thing.
I think you could take him in hand. You're the father, and I think it's up to you to show him that you mean business.
What do you mean?
Well, when he reaches for something, you should say no. Your voice has more authority than mine. Now, here, I'll set the flowers back down. When he reaches for them, you should tell him not to. You should learn now to recognize the voice of authority.
Oh,
look at him. He's reaching right for them. Speak to him.
All right, now.
Oh, really? Speak softly to him. And if necessary, slap his hand.
Slap his hand? He's just a baby.
You were never this indulgent with Betsy, but now just because he's a boy...
Well, he's still a baby, if I haven't
old played. Enough to begin learning the meaning of no.
What?
Look at him. No. No. Leave the flowers alone. No.
No, no, Bobby. No, no, no.
No. No.
Oh, what?
Just enough to show him that he shouldn't do it.
He is too little to know what you mean. That's terrible. Come here, son.
Oh, really?
For Pete's sake, he just likes pretty things, that's all. Slapping his hand will probably make him hate flowers for the rest of his life.
I don't think so. Really, dear? Why
do you don't? Well, now, look, instead of slapping his hand, just give him a flower. Then he won't grab the whole vase. You're not using the right psychology at all. Here, son, have a daffodil.
He'll eat it.
Oh, he won't eat it at all. Yes, see, isn't that pretty? Huh? Pretty flower? Look, my son and I understand each other. Well, if you go get dinner and leave us men folk alone, huh? I want to read the paper anyway.
All right, but you watch him now. Dinner in about 15 minutes. Oh, listen. Aunt Effie is making some baking powder biscuits for dinner, too, so be sure and say how good they are. You know, I mean...
Baking powder, yes, you're fine.
Make a point of it.
Have we got any honey?
Yes, I got some today. Oh, I better go put it on the table, too, I guess. Now, you watch him, won't
you? Yeah, I will. Now, look, you be a good boy while Daddy reads the paper, okay? He is your Daddy's boy. Yeah, I see there's more in the paper about that bank thing.
What bank thing?
What bank thing, for Pete's sake? Where have you been?
I don't know what you're talking about, dear.
That nice little old man who works at the bank? You know, that trusted employee that knew everybody and everybody loved him. He's been robbing the till for the last 40 years. He's a great friend of the president of the bank, who, it says here, is very embarrassed about the whole thing and simply can't believe it. Boy, I'll bet he's embarrassed.
I don't know what you're talking about at all. Where's Bobby?
Huh? He's right here. Haven't you been reading about the fellow at the bank that... Well, I don't know, Donnie. He was here 2 seconds ago.
Well, he's not here, no. Bobby? Honestly, he's in your den. Well, I closed the door so he wouldn't get in there. Did you open it?
Well, yeah, I went in there when I came home.
I didn't want to touch anything on your desk, but you have got to put things in the drawers, especially your letter opener, or else keep that door closed now.
Oh, honey, boys are curious, that's all. Yeah. You can't keep everything away from a baby. How is he ever going to learn what things are? Boys are more adventurous than girls. They have curious minds. That's why most scientists and explorers are boys, you know, are men, I mean, and...
Bobby! Oh, Aunt Effie, bring some cloths!
What? What is it? What's the matter?
Quick, come here! Your exploring son has pulled over your bottle of ink.
What?
I have asked you to screw the cover back up.
All over my papers. Well, get things off the desk. Get things off the desk.
Come on. Look at it running down on the new rug.
What is it? What happened now?
Ink all over. Set the typewriter off on the floor so we can clear off the desk right
away. Well, we closed the den door.
We did. He opened it.
Bobby? Now he can open the door.
I opened it. I did it.
Never mind. Don't talk. Clear off the desk. Oh, here. Right the desk where the ink is running down.
Look at that. I just got this new leather desk set.
Never mind the desk. Look, Seth, look at the puddle of ink on the rug.
Oh, wipe it up before it's so thin.
Ink. What do you take ink off with? Where's that book on how to
hint?
Where did we put it?
I don't know where we put it. We buy all these books for just such emergencies, and you never know where they are.
Hey, you had it last when you sat in Betsy's bubble gum.
Now, instead of arguing, yes, I would look for the book. You better do something fast. The bottle says permanent ink.
Oh.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Here's a 1-2-3 powerhouse for weekday entertainment. It's Arthur Godfrey time, plus Art Linkletter's house party, plus our bright weekday Galen Drake show. Now, we won't say these great entertainers keep you rooted to the spot. They don't. But they do keep those daytime hours full of fun for you as you move about the household. It's the great extra of radio, that you can be entertained thoroughly while you take care of the chores. And it's an extra great extra only a network like CBS Radio can make possible when three showmen of such stature come visiting every Monday through Friday. Listen for Arthur Godfrey time, for the good, clean fun of going Godfrey's way. Stay for Art Linkletter as he throws five successful house parties every week at this address. Then take it from Galen Drake, each weekday, a full measure of listening sense, plus delightful nonsense. Yours from CBS Radio.
Oh, my goodness, my arm is tired from scrubbing.
Yeah, it was my turn, anyhow. Let me work at it again.
No, I think we've done all we can.
Yeah.
You will always have a spot. Unless you use something stronger.
Well, then we'll take the color out of the rug, too. This book warns against that. It says the best things are cornmeal, Fuller's Earth, salt, powdered chalk, or hydrated lime.
Mm-hmm. Hydrated lime. How do you like that? I love these books. Who the heck has hydrated lime hanging around the house or powdered chalk?
I know.
Oh, look at that. It still shows.
Well, now maybe you'll pay more attention when I say that Bobby has to be watched every six... Bobby?
Yes.
What the good heavens, where is he?
Oh, in all the excitement, I forgot about
Bobby.
Where is he?
Oh, there he is, on the other side of the desk behind the chair.
Well, I give up. I'm going to head to the drugstore. Maybe he knows there's something better to take ink out.
My shoes are all sticky on the bottom.
Sticky?
Yes.
I thought they were sticky.
Well, just sitting on the bare floor here near the door, it seems to be all sticky. Well, look at this. And the door jamb is all sticky down here, too.
He must have dragged something in when... Bobby, excuse me, Annette, let me get back here to get at him. Bobby, what in the world...
What?
That little silver pitcher, he must have pulled it off the dining room table. Oh, look, what... Oh, Bobby.
Don't worry, you can't hurt that too much.
It was filled with honey.
Heavens. Well, I'll go look. He must have trailed it all through the hall and the living room, to say nothing of the dining room.
Well, at least honey washes off.
Off the inside of your typewriter?
What?
Well, look. He just deposited the picture upside down on that little inside part of the keys. What's left from trailing it through the house is probably dripping down inside.
No. But you're a naughty boy. That's
what you are, dear.
Well, I can't help it. He's a naughty boy.
What's happened now?
No, honestly, wait till I tell you. And in a way, I'm glad it all happened. I think from now on we'll have a little more voice of authority around here.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart.